IQ, Mobile.
24 DJW, Mobile.
I was on another frequency. I heard you check in on 6-1. It's been a long time since I chatted with you. I just thought I'd say hello and see how you're doing.
Still making the adjustment to transition out of the working mode into the do whatever you want mode. That's a little bit of a transition. But flying airplanes and doing ham radio, so having fun doing that. How about you? How you been?
Can't complain. Matter of fact, I just come back from the eye doctor, but I don't have any planes at all. I think I told you that. Everything's gone now. I donated a bunch of planes, three of my trainers to the club, and that was probably about 8 or 9 months ago, and sold a couple, so I don't have any more. I just my eyesight's not good enough to fly, but I'm doing fine, and joined the ham radio. I play a lot of ham radio. I do a lot of contesting and spend a lot of hours doing that.
A lot of your time. I understand that completely. I'm branching out into the flying with goggles on more and more. Working on getting flight controllers and automated flight and that kind of stuff, rather than just going out there and flying in circles. So that's a lot of fun. But the weather hasn't been it hasn't been cooperative lately. Either raining or cold or hot and wet. I mean, it's no really good flying weather. I see a bunch of dark clouds over Greer now coming in from the northwest.
Okay. Well, that sounds interesting. Flying with the goggles, that'd be something different. I never was that good flying in circles. All I could do it. So you're going out there with Western Carolina over there at the landfill at Ennery?
Two other clubs, because that's a long way for me to drive. And at, it was a long way from being a really good field to fly at yet. When I joined back a year and a half ago, I think, and when I signed up, they had that thing where they were asking everybody to sign up for the rest of that year and all of the next year, so I went ahead and did that, so I'm still good through the end of 2022, and I didn't have to pay any dues this year. But I signed up at Campobello and tried that out for a while, and then over in Edmond at Sloan Field, where Eric Sloan, right next to his house at Sloan Airport, and at the Jordan Road and Jug Factory Road. And that's pretty good. That's only 6 miles from my house, so I can be there in 20 minutes, 15, 20 minutes, or less. So that's the one that I've been going to most lately, instead of WCRC.
Of course, WCRC is only like 5 minutes from my house. It was nice when I was flying. This is very convenient. So I understand what you're saying. Yeah, it takes some adjustment. Especially, you know, with all the COVID and everything. I didn't have to cope with that when I first retired. It was about 4 years after retired that all that came in. It kind of changes things just a little bit. But I tell you what, I really enjoy the most are the mornings. I just don't have to rush in the mornings. I got plenty to do, but I don't have to rush, and I can do things that I wasn't able to do in the morning because I had good work. So to me, that's the best part of it. Over.
I am with you there. I'm enjoying the mornings more than the afternoons. I mean, it gets kind of busy in the afternoons and stuff like that, but I enjoy the mornings too. That's when my head is the clearest and I can write software that I've been thinking, you're going to do that one day. Hold on to that thought. You're going to write that software someday. So I've been working on that a lot and brushing up on my programming skills that I haven't done for a long time because I was doing management instead of programming and actual programming. And I kind of like getting back to it. I missed it while I was away from it, especially on, programming stuff for the hobbies and stuff like that. That's a lot of fun. And yeah, the goggles. I was thinking about that, if that might make it easier for you. Flying with goggles is a whole lot easier than standing down there and having to look at it. I strain to see the airplanes with my eyes too. A white airplane on a white background, it can disappear on me in a hurry. But with the goggles on, you're like in the cockpit, and it's got a little home, a little house, and it's got an arrow. If you get lost, you just start turning until the arrow lines up with the house, and then you fly forward, and you're coming at you. You're coming at yourself. That's on a heads-up display. So flying with goggles makes a whole lot easier than flying in circles really close. Plus, you can go further out. You don't have to stick right there, right at the airfield. You can go move out a little bit, flex your muscles.
Boy, they've come a long ways, haven't they? First time I ever did anything was flying by wire. Well, actually, I take that back. I had balsa wood models. I had rubber band, wind the rubber band up. That's been a long time. So I'm here at the house, driveway. Nice talking to you. I have fun. Enjoy all the things that you couldn't do, but you can do now. You know, I get people ask me once in a while and say, well, what do you do? I said, I can't tell you what it is, but I never have enough time. That's just basically what it is. All right, 73 is Dave, W4DJWN4IQ.
All right, Bill, good talking to you, and that's good timing because I'm backing into the driveway myself. Anyway, good talking to you. N4IQ, W4DJW, clear.
Yeah, KL4BDM.
Jim just caught me while I was backing it in the garage. Go ahead.
Yeah, I haven't been able to get on the radio for a while. I was just wondering if anything's been going on.
You know, or like mini field days or that kind of stuff?
Yeah, this is Jim. I'm over here next to the college.
Oh, yeah, my neighbor over there. I used to fly my multi-rotors over there to the edge of the woods at the... at the campus, and then I look across the campus at your house. Anyway, not really, nothing. I mean, there's a few activities, but they're like last night they were planning on getting some stuff started back up for work at the tower site. We got work to do there, and starting up with mini field days again and that kind of stuff. So it's you really didn't miss anything while you were away. I mean, we were holding what we had, but now it's time to start getting out and doing more.
What you mean? I've been holed up for a while. I've been under the weather. Wife's been under the weather. And just trying to make ends meet in this wonderful financial era that we're in.
You know, I wish Putin would leave well enough alone. He's messing up the market. But they'll come back. It'll get better again. It's, you know, if it weren't for the bad, there wouldn't be any good.
Say, do you know anybody who has any electronic parts available?
Like radio stuff?
2 resistors, 5 watt, 1.2K.
No, I think most of my resistors are a lot less in wattage. They're not. I don't have 5 watt resistors. I've got really small ones. I've got the right ohms, but not the right wattage. I don't think anybody else. I really don't know that there's that many people that I know of that are still building.
I'm doing a karaoke machine for a guy, and he blew the resistors, and I got to replace them.
Without, you know, if you need them like today, then the only thing I can think of is Harley's Electronics over in Spartanburg.
Yeah, it's not real rush on it. I've been involved doing some other people locators. That's turned into be almost a full-time job.
Tags you put on people or dogs or cats or something like that to find them?
RFID locators that one of the major companies uses in the area.
Okay, yeah, I know what you're talking about. Well, anyway, Jim, I'm going back in the driveway. I'm sitting out here idling in the driveway with waiting to to back it in the carport and shut it off. But I'm glad you're back. Hope to hear you on the net tonight, and good luck with the resistors. If I think of anything, I'll give you a shout.
All right, I appreciate it. KO4BDM out.
W4DJW, clear.